And again, I'm joined by Omar Gayaga. And Omar, in April Bear's story, we heard about a new career to take up after the investment banking job of being a mortgage broker, I guess, has gone south. Online dating coach. This is actually a job?
It is a growth industry. I tracked one down in Los Angeles named Evan Mark Katz. Now, he is an online dating expert, and he has clients who will pay him between $2,000 and $3,000 to coach them on online dating. And what that buys you is about 4 to 8 weeks of his services. He says a lot of people get really frustrated with online dating and quit. He's there to make sure you don't. Mm-hmm. And some of his advice includes in the profile avoiding cliches and adjectives, choosing the right website, first of all, creating a witty username, and having a good headline and a professional-looking photo.
And does he guarantee that you are the only client who will get that witty username, for example, or get that advice?
I imagine so, yeah. I imagine they all have to be pretty original to stand out.
That much money, you could pay people to answer somebody's online dating advertisements. I want to go back to something that you said there. Why would somebody want to avoid using adjectives in the dating profile? Words like cute and fun are not cutting it.
Well, the problem is that a lot of people use the same adjectives, and they don't really mean anything when you see them so many times on a dating site. Evan Mark Katz says that you really want to show and not tell. You want to describe the ways that you're funny or athletic or kind, not just tell people that you are those things. So he advises creating a very good essay that gives specific examples.
So we've actually recreated the role of writing love letters, albeit to an unknown recipient, that you'd hire the one literate guy in the village to do for you a couple hundred years ago.
He's a bit of a Cyrano, but one of the services he offers is not only to create a profile, which he says is just really the resume of the process. You wouldn't normally get hired on just a resume. He says you really have to create a whole package. He offers to teach you to understand the opposite sex and why they act the way they do.
Yeah, well, that's worth a lot of money. There are a lot of
at $2,000 to $3,000.
Exactly, that's a bargain, a steal. There are a lot of general online dating sites. eHarmony is the one that I seem to see advertised no end. But there are also there are niche markets here that I want you to tell us about.
Right. I mean, it's very widespread. I mean, the rise of these niche dating sites. Really, any interest you have, there's probably a dating site catering to you or groups of people like you. I mean, there's a vegetarian dating website. There's one exclusively for Catholics. There's one for millionaires. There's even a dating website for farmers.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
City folks just don't get it.
That can't be for real. You must have made that one up.
I would be so much richer if I could make that up.
Well, thanks again, Omar. Talk to you soon.
Thanks very much, Robert.
It's Omar Gayaga, who covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman. And before we go, All Tech Considered needs your help for a segment that we're working on. It's about using technology to keep in touch long distance. Whether you're checking in with your spouse, traveling on business, or with your grandchildren on the other side of the country, we want to hear how you use technology to stay connected. Just go to our website, npr.org/alltech.